All of the military services and the DoD Chief Information Officer are already on board with the idea that they need to start coordinating and directing significant IT dollars toward JIE during the formal five-year budget planning period that starts in 2017. But for the Air Force, the question is how to pay for a more rapid transition to the foundational JIE services it would like to start using as soon as possible, including Joint Regional Security Stacks, the centralized security architecture the Air Force, the Army, and the Defense Information Systems Agency are building right now, using funds they've scraped together from existing programs. Lieutenant General William Bender is the Air Force's Chief Information Officer.
That leaves us in kind of a crunch. So 15 and 16 are challenges for us. The Air Force corporate process is out of step with the need for speed in the arena that we work in. What it ends up being is a requirement to get in execution year funds, and our process plays out over a number of months, and eventually we percolate up all of those unfunded requirements, because JIE is not a program of record, and we go and we get to the table and we have a good discussion.
Bender says the Air Force's process leaves his service at a bit of a disadvantage. It could proclaim support for JIE, and its IT officials can express their intent to commit their services funding to the joint IT endeavor, but that multi-month decision cycle inside the Air Force's headquarters means his office is often not able to immediately back up that rhetoric with hard cash.
And this is something that I'm going to work very hard to solve, because we need to recognize that our 1947 vintage corporate process is completely and totally out of step with where we need to be in our ability to make choices, set priorities, and get money out on the street to get that work done. Eventually, I'm very confident that with my good looks and power of persuasion, I will get the money from others who control, make those kinds of decisions, and we'll be fine in 15. And so in all transparency, I can look at Terry Halverson, the DoD CIO, who's kind of shepherding this discussion and handing the Air Force the bill, that we're all in, I'm going to come back with money eventually.
Bender says 2016 is a more difficult question. By then, the Army and Air Force will have migrated ever more of their service-specific security infrastructure into joint regional security stacks, and the costs will go up. Because of that, those two services are of a mind that the economics only make sense if the Navy and Marine Corps also start to kick in some of their IT dollars toward the JRSS project in 2016, a year earlier than the sea services have committed to so far.
And unless we have all joint partners come to the table, then it becomes unaffordable for any one of us. And so the Air Force needs to have some assurance that the other services are fully invested joint partners. I sat yesterday with Kevin Naley from the Marines. They don't bring a lot in terms of the purse. The Navy, I encourage them that we need skin in the game. And I think at the end of the day, the chairman has got so much pressure on this as a very high priority, perhaps, you know, in the top two or three priorities for where the military needs to go, that we'll get the right tanks discussion and we'll get everybody on board, and we'll have a shared cost. So I'm confident that we'll get to 17. In the meantime, we're trying to scrape up all of the money that's out there and not yet obligated to pay the bills in the near term.
Part of the Navy and Marine Corps' reticence to put money into the JRSS project in 2015 and 2016 comes from the fact that the military services are coming from very different starting points when it comes to security consolidation. The Army is still in the process of taking its security stacks from a structure that's managed at individual military bases to a more centralized structure. The maritime services point out that they've just finished buying a network that does much the same thing, and the Air Force just started to consolidate its network entry points beginning in 2011. That Air Force project was known as AFNET.
But the gateways are nearing end of life, and JRSS is the next logical evolution of the AFNET. JRSS is critical as an enabler to JIE going forward. And while not an end in and of itself, we do believe there's great potential to realize significant IT efficiencies. By pursuing commercial or military cloud capabilities in those cases where IT commodities can be provided as a service, by consolidating our data centers, and by eliminating redundant infrastructure, we believe we'll find those savings. both in terms of investment dollars and manpower.
And Bender says those manpower savings are critical. He says the personnel bills the Air Force is currently paying to run its own networks need to be diverted to the national cyber defense missions his service is being asked to perform. And it's not clear how else those missions would be funded. In Washington, Jared Serbu, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.